Hello and good evening, sweeties. Long time no fap. It had a whole, not that too long. Not too long. A little less than a month. 3-ish, 3.5 weeks. I don't know. I don't really care. I have been very, very busy. And I am ready to relax, so making another audio. I've been meaning to make one for several weeks. I wanted to make one pretty soon after the last one I put out, but it just didn't happen. But I'm done procrastinating, so I'm going to do another one. I know I don't have to, but I want it to, so. Anyway, first of all, before anything, I am almost at 100 followers, which is so cool. Thank you very, very much for whoever's followed me. And, you know, thank you again for all the upvotes and the comments and the messages. I really, really appreciate it. The male validation is, amazing. and the female validation, of course. I think I've had two ladies interact with me at all, either in messages or I don't think I've had any comments from any women, but I think I got two messages from women at all, so I appreciate you girls, okay? If you're listening to this, I appreciate you. But I have a mainly male audience, which is okay. As long as I'm making you happy, everything's good. But yeah, I'm almost at 100 followers, which is awesome. But anyway, I haven't checked my messages in a while, because I've been so busy. I've only answered a few people. Oh, forgive me, I'm very tired right now. Had a big day today. But yeah, I haven't checked my messages in a while. And I had a lot of people, like a lot of people, asking if I could do a ramble fap or whatever. That is basically just completely centered around my piss kink, which I appreciate you. Can't talk. I appreciate so much. Thank you for indulging me and egging me on. I love it. I really appreciate it. of course I won't be doing any like actual pissing or, you know, because I don't feel like doing laundry tonight and I have work tomorrow, so no. but yes, I will be going into so much detail about it to really cater to the people who asked about it. I'm just gonna be going, I'm gonna be talking about it a lot. Just lots of talk about it. Damn it. I say a lot, and I know that. I apologize. I lose my train of thought very easily. I'm working on it, okay? Okay, I have been very horny all day. All day, all week, whatever. And I want to do something about that, so I figured I would just make an audio. And yeah, I've and touch myself a little bit, not too much, but I want to fix that, so don't exactly know how to go about talking about all this. I know that's pretty common for my audios. Don't exactly know how to start talking about whatever I'm going to be talking about. I just kind of talk, I guess. I'm going to go ahead and turn on my vibrator because I don't feel like putting anything inside today. So, just sticking to the basics. Oh, got a old reliable here. I should give it a name, honestly. I should give all my toys names so people, well, I guess if I end up having any people that regularly listen to my stuff, they'll know what I'm talking about. So I should probably give them names. That'd be pretty cool. that might be weird. I don't know. Oh, but damn, this feels really good right now. It's really cold in my room right now. This is heating me up very fast. I mean, I do have my fan on, which isn't helping, but I have it on for noise because I can't sleep when it's quiet. Okay. Back to my piss kink. We can talk about my piss kink. Okay. So, a lot of people wanted to know how it started, and I know I have a. I think I may have talked about this before. I don't know. I can't remember. Damn it! I should have checked my other audios to make sure I haven't talked about it before. If I have, and you've already listened to it, get over it, because I'm gonna talk about it again. okay, so how it started when I was a little, very, very little. I used to hold in my piss for as long as I possibly could. For no reason. Just because I didn't like going to the bathroom, I guess. I know one particular thing about going to the bathroom. I used to hate, like, wiping. Like, I didn't want to do that. This was when I was way little, though. I vividly remember not wanting to wipe, so I just wouldn't go to the bathroom until I had to. And then as it followed me into my teenage years. And that I realized, you know, going through puberty, that it felt good. Like, the pressure, it didn't feel, like, sexual in any sort of way. It just was like a massage, I guess, for my insides. and it felt really good. And it, yeah, I didn't know what it was. I just know I liked holding in my pee, so I just kept doing it. And then when I got older, into my late teens, I, you know, finding out what stuff is, you know, learning about kinks and sex and stuff, I was like, so this feeling is a sexual feeling. holding in my piss turns me on. That's interesting. I am never going to mention this to anybody ever, because then it wasn't very common, I guess. Or not common, but it wasn't really talked about. And I was deeply terrified of being judged for it, so I just didn't talk about it, even with my best friend, until later, you know. And she knows all about it now. I tell her everything. But after that, kind of in the middle of it, I really liked to read fan fiction, you know, as one does. And damn, I think I have talked about this before. It's like kind of coming back to, you know, but anyway, I'm just gonna keep talking. I like to read fan fiction. I still do, but, I really liked holding in my pee and reading fan fiction because it turned me on. Holding in my piss turned me on, and reading sexy fan fiction turned me on. So I just held in my pee and then read, and I liked to like push down on my bladder because it felt really good, because the added pressure just, ugh, that's amazing. And I just did that all the time, and I was like, you know, that's kind of weird. That I found out, on TikTok, people are very open, you know, and apparently that's kind of like a not so weird thing. And it was a, found out it was, you know, part of a piss kink. So I was like, I'll, look into that, I guess. Check that out. And I think I was 19 when I really wanted to start experimenting with it. So I was in the bathroom and I still had my shorts on, my shorts and my underwear on, and I was in the bathtub, and I was like, piss yourself right now and see how it feels. So I did, and I was like, holy shit, that feels really good. And it turned me on a lot for some reason. Didn't know why. It was just, I don't know, maybe exciting or something. Oh jeez. Oh god, this does feel really good right now. I think I'm hornier than I thought I was. Okay. I pissed myself for the first time, and I was like, oh wow, that's interesting. I haven't done it much since then, because doing that requires doing laundry. I don't like doing laundry. Does anybody like doing laundry, really? And maybe if I didn't have carpet in my room, maybe I'd be more open to doing it. Can't exactly do it on my bed either. Unless I had like a waterproof sheets. Oh, that's a thought. Okay. Stick that in the back of my mind. But jeez. Okay. After that, I was like, okay, so I have a mild piss kink. I can work with that, I guess. And I realized that when I was a kid, I was always very interested in my piss for some reason. Like, this is kind of embarrassing, but this is an open space, so I'm gonna tell you anyway. When I was younger, like way younger, I think 6 or 7, I don't know, I would take a cup into the shower with me, and I would pee in the cup, and not to do anything like weird with it, I would just look at it and be like, that's definitely my own piss. And then, well, no, I, oh, I just remembered, damn it, no, I definitely did do weird stuff with it. I didn't drink it, but I used to pour it on myself. Oh god, that's so weird thinking about it now. I was like 7, I'm like, that's fucking gross. Oh my god. Well, I could probably imagine me doing that now, so makes sense, I guess. Man, I haven't had a piss kink since I was 6, 7 years old. That's weird. Oh my god. Okay, let's move on from that. Oh my god. That's like really embarrassing. Oh my god, okay. Anyway, So, after the whole pissing myself thing, I was like, okay, I'm gonna look more into that, so I did. And it was kind of stagnant for a while. I didn't really explore much after that. I was just kind of like, oh wow, that's a thing, okay. I think it was earlier this year. I learned how to squirt for the first time. And it was interesting. I think I've also talked about that. And I thought I had pissed myself. And I was like, oh no. You know, but at the same time I was like, I don't really mind that. So that's a thought for later. Because I wasn't really disgusted. I just looked down and I was like, holy shit, you know, and I started giggling uncontrollably. I was just laughing to myself and I'm like, I just pissed my bed. As a full-grown woman, I pissed my bed. It was just the most ridiculous thing. But it wasn't piss. I just squirted, so I talked to my friend, and I was like, I think I pissed the bed. And she's like, no, honey, you squirted. And I'm like, what? I can do that? And she's like, yeah, apparently. So, next time, I tried to do it again. That time I actually pissed myself. And I was like, Did I do it? And then I had looked down, and don't think I'm weird for this, but I always bend down and I smell it just to make sure if it's piss or if I squirted. I just kind of do it to make sure. And it was piss. I was like, but at the same time, I was like, ew, now I have to do laundry. But it was intriguing. I was like, And along with that, when I learned the time that I squirted for the first time, that time, I do what I usually do. This probably isn't very sanitary, but I don't really care. To clean off my toys, I just lick them clean, because, to be frank, I taste pretty fucking good. Okay. Just a little FYI for you. And I went to go lick it clean, and I was like, that's different. So, I need to check that out. So, I was like, oh wow, pissed. Okay. And the second time. Oh wait, no. That first time, I didn't piss. I was just like, oh wow, that's different. It just tasted like a stronger version of what I usually taste. And the next time I had gone to lick my toy clean again, and then I was like, oh wow, I pissed, okay. That tastes weird. So that was kind of the start of the whole tasting piss thing. And I'm still kind of getting into that. But everything else is just amazing. Holding in my piss, pissing myself, pissing on myself. The idea of pissing on someone else is pretty hot too. But don't really know if anybody in real life would be want to try that. I know there are plenty of people online who would love to, but unfortunately, it's not exactly possible. I bet you I could bottle my piss and sell it. Oh god, it's like that gamer girl that sold her bathwater. No, I'm not doing that. I mean, I bet people would buy it. You know, there's always a market out there. There's always someone want to buy something. Oh god, anyway. That's most of it. As far as involving other people's piss, that is very new, because I haven't been able to try it out for myself. But I do like the idea of getting pissed on in pretty much any setting. And of course I don't know what it would be like, but the thought of tasting someone else's piss is pretty hot. But I don't know. But honestly, I think I would really like someone to piss on me. Mm. I just know that. Oh, it'd be so warm. And so deeply personal, you know? Like, that's not really a public thing. It's a very private thing. Being able to share that with somebody, that something that private, sounds nice. And wanting someone, and having someone want me to do the same to them. Just God. Pissing on each other. Sounds like something that I would definitely want to do. This is. Oh, I just remember this conversation that I had with someone that I met on here. We had a very good conversation, and we've become friends on here. We had a talk about pissing in our cereal, pissing in our cornflakes, and then eating it. Super fucking weird, but what's one more weird thing, you know? And if you're listening, definitely want to do that. Okay. Oh, what am I saying? You're definitely listening. Come on. Don't think I've ever come from just thinking about this before. But always a first for something. It's kind of too much right now. Too much. It's too much stimulation. Oh. Gonna be hard again today. Oh, I don't want it to be. I just wanna come. I wanna come. Skin's on fire right now. Oh, God, God, it feels good. It feels good. It feels so good. Please, 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 please. Damn, I wish I had someone to cuddle with right now. I wish you were here cuddling me. Oh, holding me. Maybe stroking my hair. Or my back. I'm like really lonely. I'll just laugh through the pain. It's okay. It's okay. Jeez. Oh, well. Thank you very, very much for listening. And for putting up with my shit. So I guess I'm gonna leave this here. Yeah, make sure to follow me if you enjoyed. Oh god, no, I'm kidding, don't. I'm not gonna do that shit. Just listen and enjoy. If this is your first time here, make sure you check out my other stuff. It's hot shit, okay? Okay, bye.